humbling that he asked me to do that, and I gladly do so. So, again, my name is Donnie Landry. I'll be the host for today's call. And we'll, you know, thanks for being with me for the next 15 to 20 minutes, and I'll get straight to it. So, you know, I was sitting here for just a few minutes contemplating what I wanted to talk about today with everybody, and right off the bat, something came to mind, and I want to share with everyone something that one of my mentors years ago told me, and I want this to kind of be the backdrop for the way that you pursue your life and the way that you pursue your business endeavors and your relationships with people, because I truly believe that this is some of the best advice that I've ever been given, and it came to me from someone long ago. I was in the military for years, about 12 years, and this individual, I had a conversation with him. This was back in, I believe, 2005. We were in a lot of Iraq at a time where it was very scary, pretty rough all over the country. You know, it came at a time where shortly after taking over one of the commander's Air Force bases, one of the terrorist Air Force bases that we took over, it was still pretty violent. We were getting bombed every day. They were, you know, taking over lots of different road systems with ambushes, IEDs, small arms fire, just pretty nasty stuff. And, you know, a lot of us were pretty young at the time. So, you know, it goes without saying that it was a very different environment than what we were used to. But, I remember one night we were doing some security missions over there, and I remember one night me and this friend of mine, this mentor, one of the sergeants that I was under at the time, we were talking about life and talking about our goals and talking about life after the war and after what we were doing there. And I had a lot of questions for him and a lot of things I bounced back and forth off of him. And I remember he kind of interrupted me, and it changed the whole way that I thought about everything in my life, relationships, partnerships, business, family, anything and everything. It really goes hand in hand. You can apply it with anything. And he said to me, he looked at me, he says, you know, Donnie, in order to get what it is you are looking for, you have to become what it is you are looking for. And I just sat there and thought about what he had told me. And it dawned on me really what he meant, the essence behind what he meant. And I've never forgotten that. This was back in 2005. I was probably around 20 years old, I want to say, 19 or 20 years old. And it was really life-shocking for me when I came to the realization of what he meant, and it changed me. And going forward years later, when I started to apply this thought process in every aspect of my life, it really made the difference. And up until that point, I'd made a lot of wrong decisions, a lot of bad decisions, and things that didn't go in my favor. And once I started to apply this set of principles in my life, I can tell everyone on this call, it makes the difference in almost every way. And I'll tell you, you know, I'll just kind of way fast forward. I'm a father of three children and a wonderful wife who I don't deserve. And all of them are boys. And I can tell you throughout this journey with my wife and my children, we've had a lot of struggles and a lot of scary situations. You know, my two-year-old child, he was never supposed to happen by scientific explanation. You know, we had some issues getting pregnant, and the doctor said it was pretty much impossible. And they told us the only possibility that we had was for IVF. And, of course, with that, there's only a small degree of success, and there's a large degree of money that you'll have to fork out in order to do it. So we went ahead and did it. And as God is sitting here as my witness and everyone on this call listening, it worked. On the first try, boom, there was my son. And so he was a miracle. And fast forward 16 months later, my wife ends up getting naturally pregnant. Something that was even more impossible than the doctor said could happen, it happened. Literally, naturally, in every way, there he was. And that is my one-year-old son, who today, he was in surgery, and he came out flawlessly, thank God. And Cruz, my son, my one-year-old, when he was born, almost immediately after he was born, the nurses took him from us, and he spent his first six and a half, almost 7 days in the ICU because he had some complications. And I can tell you, surely as I sit here right now overlooking the lake in my backyard, I will tell you that was more terrifying for me than anything that I'd ever experienced in a combat zone. And I'm not just telling you that to sound cliche. I am telling you that with every fiber of my being. It's the truth. Those 6 days were probably the worst 6-7 days of my life because it involved my son. And the thought of him being hurt or the thought of him ultimately dying is something that I felt that I couldn't bear. And, amidst that and amidst those struggles, those doubts, those worries with my son and my other son, you know, me and my wife have struggled with our schedules. You know, she's a nurse. I've been trying to manage and navigate the insurance business world. And, you know, I've had to really manage my schedule and be very limited at times with two babies, another 10-year-old son in our life, and trying to manage doing the right thing, being the right parents, and trying to make it all make sense and make it work while trying to run my insurance business. And let me sit here and tell you today that amidst all of the chaos and amidst all of the setbacks and just frustrations of trying to navigate this world we live in with all this crazy chaotic stuff going on out there and all the uncertainties and all this stuff that we're all in the same boat with, one thing that I can tell you is that no matter what comes your way, no matter how difficult it can seem, no matter what, if you become what it is you want and what it is you are looking for, then you will become that. Whatever it is that you want or whatever it is you want to be, if you would become that in your mind and focus in your mind that this is what I am, this is what I want in my life, this is the trajectory that I'm on that I want, it will happen because that is the universe of this life. That is the invisible umbilical cord, I like to call it, that connects us to what we want. You know, if you ever heard, maybe you haven't heard this, but this is an analogy I like to use. You know, if you wanted to become a professional basketball player, do you think that you're going to figure out and learn how to get to the NBA if all you did was go to high school basketball courts and play with high school students? Or would you be better suited to find a path to the NBA if you found maybe college basketball courts and get around some of those guys? And me, luckily, get around some minor or some professional basketball players. And the answer is no, you won't get there just playing around high school kids or middle school kids. If you want to get somewhere in life, you have to surround yourself. You have to make decisions that cater to what you want in life, you know? And that really is a universal truth in everything. You know, if you want to, you know, some of you probably heard, you are the sum or the average of the people you associate with. And that's also a truth. That's also a very, very strong one. It's what you put in your mind will what precedeth the footsteps that you take in your life. So these few things that I share with everyone on the call, I want you to understand that if nothing else, it doesn't matter what kind of negative forces there are in the world. It doesn't matter your schedule. It doesn't matter the time. All these things that come at your way, these are all things that are physical outside of the decisions that you make. Because make no mistake, no matter what happens outside of you in your mind, your decisions are ultimately yours, and you have the choice. The key word is choice. You can choose which way to go, whether it's up or down, left or right, or you can sit still. I'm not going to sit still, and I hope no one else will either, because if you don't do the things that are necessary to become or to achieve what you want in life, then you're just going to stay the same way you are, right? Another saying I like to share with everyone, if you always think the way you've always thought, you will always get what you've always got. Simmer on that one for a little bit. Let it resonate in your being, in your soul. Let that bother you. Because here's a key indicator. If what I just said bothers you a little bit, then you're on the right track because it's telling you something. It's telling you that there's probably some people on this call who've been thinking the same way most of their life, and they're not where they want to be. Well, guess what? There's an easy solution to that, isn't there? It's time to change the way you think. It's time to change the direction and the trajectory of your life. And that is up to you. Don't blame anyone else. I promise you, that is up to you. And I can tell you that all the people in my life, my best friends in life who I've known since I was children, the people in my life who I love, and I literally could not conceive of my life without these people, my family, who are very near and dear to me. I'm very different from all of them. You know, I dress different. I talk different. Financially, I'm vastly different than pretty much every single person in my family. And I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing. I'm saying it's just I created my own path. And the roots that make up who I am, I thank the God of our life every day, because I know that if it wasn't for my parents who adopted me, I wouldn't be where I am today, because they made the choice to love me and put me in an environment around good people. And as a result of that, I know the truth, and I know that if I do the same thing and I become what it is I'm looking for, then it's going to come no matter what. It will come to me. And it will to every single person on this call, and I cannot urge everyone on this call enough. Please don't take what I say as just a cliche set of words and phrases. I want you to understand this stuff is serious, it's real, it's coming from my heart. I've shared with you some very intimate personal things about me because I want you to know that here I am, a regular Southeast Louisiana Cajun boy who I was raised, you know, lower middle class, with a loving family who raised me well and taught me the right things. And as I became a man and I went through all of these struggles in my life with my own family and my own children, I can tell you there is nothing standing in your way except for you. You are the only thing in your way. So I'll end the call with that, but please, if you do anything at all, remember the first thing I said. Remember the analogies that I told you about the basketball court. If you want, whatever it is that you're looking for, whatever it is that you want, you have to become that. And remember that there's nothing standing in your way except for you. Utilize that. Think about that. I hope this helps everyone. I really do. I wish each and every one of you the best and get whatever it is out of this life that you want. Just remember what I told you, and you'll get it. I promise. So thank you for being on the call. I appreciate it, everyone. I hope you have a great and victorious day. And thank you for joining me. I really am humbled, and I appreciate it. So thank you. This is Donnie Landry signing out.